And here's what God says to Lot's wife. Okay, in Genesis 19, through these angels, he gave this instruction. When he sends them to get them out, he says in verse number 17, "And it came to pass when they had brought them forth that he said," you're in chapter 19, verse 17, "escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." And of course, what happens in verse 26? His wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. So, Lot's wife was clearly told, don't look back. She looks back, and God strikes her and kills her by transforming her into a pillar of salt. Then in the New Testament, Jesus says that when Jesus Christ returns, it will be as it was in the days of Lot. Now, is that prophecy being fulfilled or what? Yeah. He says it'll be like it was in the days of Lot. And here's what he says. Three words. One of the shortest verses in the whole Bible. I love the short verses. I love the verse Jesus wept. I love the verses that are very short. Pray without ceasing. One of the shortest verses in the Bible says this. Remember Lot's wife. Period. Remember Lot's wife. What should we remember about Lot's wife? I think a lot of preachers have forgotten Lot's wife. I think America has forgotten Lot's wife today. Remember Lot's wife. What does it mean to remember Lot's wife? Well, here's the thing. What did she do wrong? She was told not to look back, and she looked back. Why was she told not to look back is a good question to ask, right? And here's another good question. Why did she look back? And the answer is this. She left her heart in San Francisco. It's that simple. See, here's the thing. She looked back. Oh, no. Oh, no. All the Sodomites are being destroyed. Oh, no. Pillar of salt. That's what happened. I mean, look, what? She looked back. She said, don't look back. Amen. So look, if God wants to rain fire and brimstone on the Sodomites, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn and look the other way while he does it. I mean, is anybody listening tonight? I mean, look, if God wants to pour out, and you say, well, how do you know he wants to do that? Because he said that even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. What's a synonym for strange? Queer. Strange flesh are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. That's our example in the New Testament. So we know that that's still how God feels about it today. He didn't say, you know, I've evolved on this. I've changed on this. I don't feel that way. So if God wants to rain fire and brimstone on the Sodomites, which he does because he never changes, he's always the same, amen, then I want to do like Lot did. I'm just going to turn my back and let him do it. Yeah. And I'm not going to look back. Yeah.